Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor here at Fraser Church. This week we have a special guest joining us for our devotions. Dr. Matthew Sleaf left his work as a physician to teach and write about faith and health. He's written several books including Reforcing Faith and Hope Always. Please enjoy today's devotional from Dr. Sleaf.
At least there is hope for a tree. If it is cut down, it will sprout again, and its new shoots will not fail. In just 24 short and simple words, Job 14:7 foretells the story of Easter, the story of resurrected hope through Christ. In this week following Easter, when the promise of spring becomes a reality of new blooming life, we will be exploring Jesus' message of hope through the trail of trees that God planted in the Bible. Let's start with a quick recap. On Good Friday, Jesus died hanging on a tree. For three dark days, humanity's hopes died with him. Jesus, God's tree of life, was crucified on the cross, man's tree of death. Then on Sunday, Mary Magdalene visited the tomb and found it empty, her eyes blurry with tears. Mary turned away and mistook Jesus for a gardener. But it was no mistake. Jesus, the new Adam, was alive. Even when a tree is cut down, it will sprout again and its new shoots will not fail. Jesus is risen. He is risen indeed. God chose to tell the story of Jesus' death and resurrection through the lens of trees. Actually, we should not be surprised. Other than God and people, the Bible mentions trees more than any other living thing. There's a tree on the first page of Genesis, in the first Psalm, and on the first page of the New Testament, and on the last page of Revelation. Every significant theologic event in the Bible is marked by a tree, whether it is the fall, the flood, the overthrow of the Pharaoh. Every major event in the Bible has a tree, branch, or some part of a tree marking the spot. In the book of John, Jesus said, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser." The Bible refers to itself as a tree of life. And in the first Psalm, we are told to be like trees planted by streams of water, which yield their fruit in its season. In fact, every major character in the Bible appears in conjunction with a tree. In the Old Testament, Noah received the olive leaf. Abraham sat under the oaks of Mamre, and Moses stood barefoot in front of a burning bush. At first glance, Joseph might appear to be an exception, but the Bible tells us that Joseph simply is a tree. The same pattern holds true in the New Testament. Think of Zacchaeus climbing the sycamore fig, the blind man seeing people as if they were trees walking, and the disciples gathering on the Mount of Olives. The Apostle Paul asserted that if we had gone for a walk in the woods, we were without excuse for knowing God. Paul also wrote that Christians are like branches grafted into Israel's tree trunk, with roots that help us stand fast and firm no matter what troubles come our way. Jesus himself declared that the kingdom of heaven is like a tree. The only thing that Jesus ever harmed was a tree, and the only thing that could harm him was a tree. After Jesus was resurrected, he was mistaken for a gardener, and this was not a mistake. Jesus is the new Adam who has come to redeem all of creation. Heaven is a place where the leaves of a tree heal all the nations. And as if to underscore this forest of metaphor, Jesus' last I am statement is, "I am the root and the descendant of David." From Genesis to Revelation, God has blazed a trail of trees through the Bible. On this Easter Monday, the greatest day of resurrected hope in the entire Christian calendar, let's reflect on why God planted this trail of trees through Scripture. In the week ahead, we will explore what following Christ, the tree of life, can look like as we meditate upon God's trees. Here are some questions to consider. In Proverbs 3, verse 18, the Bible refers to itself as the tree of life. How do trees give life? In what way is Scripture like trees? Read Psalm 1. What does it mean to be a tree planted by streams of water? Are you actively and intentionally growing deeper roots? What fruit are you bearing in this season? There is hope for a tree. If it is cut down, it will sprout again, and its new shoots will not fail. This is Job chapter 14, verse 7. Reflect on the times of resurrected hope in your life, times of light in a season of darkness. I look forward to journeying with you throughout this week as we explore God's trail of trees.